Are you the Judean People's Front? Fuck off. We're the People's Front Judea! The only people we hate more than the Romans are the Judean People's Front splitters! And the Judean Popular People's Front splitters! And the People's Front Judea splitters! We're the People's Front Judea, are we? I thought we're the Popular Front. People's Front! Whatever happened to the Popular Front? He's over there. Splitter! Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about the paranoia of the left, and it is the reason why you tend to notice that there are so many left-wing groups, but there are not that many right-wing groups, because right-wing people are better at holding together. They are more group-oriented, they are less selfish. In particular, they are lower in neuroticism. Now, neuroticism is, of course, a trait. You could call it mental instability or whatever. And it means that you feel negative feelings strongly. And these negative feelings include jealousy, they include anger, but they also include paranoia and therefore the inability to, you know, get on with people and trust people. And this is the reason why splitting is so significant among the far among the left. So if you look in the British Parliament, for example, we essentially have one or at most two right-wing parties. These are the Conservative Party, and then in Ulster you have the Democratic Unionist Party. But, I mean, that's a separate issue, Ulster. Essentially, you have the Conservative Party. That's what you have within mainland Britain, the Conservative Party. One right-wing party, that's basically it. Now, within the left, you have the Labour Party, you have the Liberal Democrats, you have the Scottish National Party, you have ALBA, which is a breakaway group from the Scottish National Party. So you can see that this splitting is more popular among the left. Now, I was inspired to think about this by a recent article in The Guardian called Hipster Eugenics. Last night on The Jolly Heretic, I interviewed Simone Collins. Now, Simone and Malcolm Collins are this pro-natalist couple, and they aim to have as many children as possible, and their idea is that we are in serious trouble as a society. We are not having enough children. And if it carries on like this, then basically you're going to have a situation where for every one person of working age, they are responsible for four people who are not working. And that's going to be a disaster. So the only solution is for, they argue, is for intelligent people like them to have as many children as possible. And this will help in some small way to rescue civilization. And what they are doing is they are using embryo selection techniques when they have these children to select against bad things, to select in favour of intelligence, to select against depression and anxiety, to select against schizophrenia, to select in favour of genetic health, and basically to ensure that you have lots and lots of healthy people that can help civilization going. Now, these people are not far right. They are not nationalists. In fact, they have specifically expressed concern that what is currently happening is that those who are breeding, on average, particularly in the high IQ strata, are those who are extremely religious and extremely conservative, as I've looked at before on this channel. Now, what that means, of course, is that eventually the society will be taken over by to the European society by fundamentalists, by people who are completely against Enlightenment values. It will be what the Collinses call the Talibanization of Europe, and not in the sense of Islam, but in the sense of European people, European native that have a Taliban mindset, and they will take over Europe. The Collinses argue, well, this is very dangerous. They don't want a Europe like that. They want a Europe that's more balanced and funky and hipster and so forth. And so they are helping to do that. They are helping to really keep elements of leftism going, if you like, via having lots of children. Now, what's interesting is the paranoid response of the left to this. In an article called Hipster Eugenics, which was in The Guardian, I'll link to it, they write, are the Collinses worried about the misogynistic aspects of the movement? Not at all. They seem to think they're doing women a favour. Quote, people often compare our group to the Handmaid's Tale-like thinking, Malcolm told The Telegraph. And I'm like, excuse me, do you know what happens if we, the voluntary movement, fails? Cultures will eventually find a way to fix this. How horrifying those mechanisms are depends on whether or not our group finds an ethical way. It's a warning that sounds distinctly like a threat, writes the author. Now, that is that's her conclusion of the article, a warning that sounds distinctly like
a threat. In addition, in the same article, the author argues that ultimately there's something racist about what they're doing. She doesn't say why. She doesn't say why it's racist. She just says, oh, it has tones of racism. There's something sexist about what they're doing because it implies that, well, women should have children and whatever, and that there's something sexist and misogynistic about that idea. And there's something vaguely in line with Nazism about what they're doing. There's just something vaguely dangerous that she can't quite articulate, but she just knows on some level there's something. This has got other people who are very bad racists. They're in favour of this kind of stuff, and therefore these people must be so. Now it's very, very interesting insight into the nature of the left. Because we have, as you may know, a lot of evidence that leftism is associated with neuroticism. If you are very, very high in negative feelings, you feel negative feelings very strongly, such as jealousy and anger and resentment and things like this, then this makes you an individualist, basically. You want to control people. You want to have power because you will be concerned about other people having power over you. And therefore, if you're very high in mental instability, you will be very high in Machiavellianism, and you will very, very, very strongly want to have power over other people. You will be an individualist, interested in your own power and status, rather than somebody more concerned about the power and status of the group of which you are a part, because you won't trust anybody. And so you'll find it very difficult to create a strongly bonded group. Now, it moves from that when you play for status, of course, then you won't be able to have a fair fight, because you'll be concerned about being beaten up. You'll be concerned about being weak. You'll be paranoid that you're weak. You'll have low self-esteem. You'll be paranoid that you're weak. So the only way you will be able to attain status is by a virtue signalling, is via signalling about equality, via signalling about harm avoidance. And also you will feel jealousy and resentment very strongly. You'll be very concerned about wanting your significant share of the pie, as it were. And so this will push you, particularly in a left-wing society, towards leftism, towards virtue signalling, and therefore, as a highly mentally unstable person, you will be left-wing. And it's been shown that among women between the ages of 18 and 30 that are far left, more than half of them have been diagnosed with depression or anxiety. So that's the kind of mindset that you're dealing with. Now, it follows from this that there's going to be a significant component of people on the far left who are very extreme in their neuroticism, such that they have what's called borderline personality disorder. Now, borderline personality disorder is that you're so pronounced in feeling negative feelings that you essentially can't develop a sense of self. Fundamental to who you are is this idea, is this fundamental fear of abandonment, that the world is an evil, dangerous place and nobody loves you, and you need to be paranoid about everybody, and so you can't trust anybody. The world is just this swirling mass of evil, and you can't trust anybody at all. Now, you deal with this by looking for a sense of structure, a sense of order, a sense of just something to navigate your way through the world. And so you will create a very strong personality, a very clear sense of self, a very black and white sense of self. But this will often be unstable because ultimately, it'll just be transient, that it allows you to make sense of the world. The doubts will always be there. And eventually this will poke through, and eventually that sense of self will collapse, and you'll come up with another sense of self and whatever. So your sense of who you are in the world, if you like, is not stable across time. An example of borderline personality disorder is vulnerable narcissistic personality disorder. And this is the idea that you feel all these negative feelings, and so you deal with this by telling yourself that you are better than other people, that you are superior to other people, that you are perfect, that you are morally superior. And having this narcissism, not just Machiavellianism, but narcissism, correlates not with being right-wing, but with being left-wing, with being on the far left. Because if you have this sense of moral superiority, and that's often what leftism is about, it's about a kind of moral superiority, then it makes you feel better, and you feel okay, at least for a while, and you can look down on others and you can tell yourself you're better than them. You don't really feel it. You don't really feel it, but there's a level in which you don't feel it, but you can sort of tell yourself, yes, I'm better than other people, I'm superior, I'm morally superior. And if you're insecure, then in a society that is increasingly left-wing, of course, if you are like this, society will tell you, yes, you are moral, you are good, you are wonderful. And therefore, you will feel adored and you will feel happy. And there will be a sense in which, for a period, you will kind of feel okay. But you will get very triggered if anything reminds you of the false self, which is this crying child, an infant crying in the night, an infant crying for the light and with no language but a cry, to quote Tennyson, which you ultimately are. But you will remain utterly paranoid and unable to trust anybody at all. And I think that's what you see in this article, that she's it's really quite incredible, the conclusion of the article, a warning that sounds like a threat. Now, that's exactly the attitude of a paranoid person. What these people, the Collinses, are saying is we want to somehow, via these methods, increase the population and therefore stop us from degenerating into a society that is sick, into a society that is ill, into a society that is extremely right-wing, into a society that is fundamentalist. Basically, we want to, via this method, keep the liberal society going. But it sort of sums up beautifully the woke mindset of the 21st century, which is that you have a kind of collective borderline personality disorder. You can't trust these people. You can't think rationally. What are they up to? What are they doing? Why are they doing this? Here come these knights in shining armour, the Collinses, and they are championing voluntary, pro-natalist, pro-feminism, essentially. They are championing, in many ways, a left-wing kind of ideal. And you have the writer of this article, Hipster Eugenics, saying reacting in a hostile fashion to this, because the people that are the heroes are reminding her of possibilities in the future that are frightening, possibilities that are alarming, possibilities that someone who is as sensitive as her just can't cope with. And because they are reminding them of these alarming, unpleasant, triggering possibilities, the reaction is, oh, well, they must be evil people. It's the only solution. They must be wicked people. They are reminding me of these unpleasant possibilities. They're making me feel bad. And there is no comprehension of the possibility that you need to be reminded of these unpleasant things in order to cope in the future. That's not how a sort of fast, efficient, strategic, neurotic thinks. It's that I live in the now and I'm feeling bad in the now, and therefore these people must be bad people, and therefore I must make sense of the world immediately. And how are they bad people? Well, what they're doing reminds me a little bit of things that racists talk about, or things that conservatives talk about, or whatever. So they must be people like that. Most animals in the wild, I'm not saying, of course, that left-wing people are animals, but if you think about a comparison, you take your cat or your dog to the vet and you're trying to help it, and the vet intervenes to help the animal, but he has to sedate the animal because the animal will react with incredible hostility to anything which scares it. The animal has no conception of friend or foe. He doesn't have the emotional self-control. He doesn't have the trust. He doesn't have the agreeableness to think that this person might be... He doesn't have the intelligence to think that this person might be trying to help me. No. You have to react with intense, vicious violence to anybody who in any way makes you feel bad in the now. And it seems to me that the people in The Guardian are rather like that. They are these cats at the vet, flailing about and hissing at the frightening spectre of something that they just don't understand. Even though that thing is in their own interests, even though that thing is ultimately trying to keep going the kind of liberal, open-minded society in which women have rights and it's voluntary, women can do this, women can do that. It's trying to keep that going. But the problem is that it reminds them of certain things. They're paranoid and it puts them in mind of certain things that they don't like. It makes them feel bad in the now. And so therefore they react like with this hissing, biting, scratching anger. And I think that's fascinating. And it highlights just the total irrationalism, and there is good evidence of this, that conservatives are more rational. They think more rationally than liberals. The emotional nature of the far left, that they cannot engage in logical discourse. And the reason that they can't is because, really, they have a kind of collective borderline personality disorder. Okay, there are, of course, exceptions, but in general, they are just utterly paranoid about the world. They are an infant crying in the night, an infant crying for the light, and with no language but a cry.
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you can also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!